Community Day in Findlay, your country now, 100.5 WKXA. Good morning, Rex Howard, WTOL 11 weather, partly sunny. Looks pretty good now, 77, just a slight chance of a shower. We have Rally in the Alley, downtown Findlay. We'll talk with Doug Jenkins from the Findlay-Hancock County Chamber of Commerce coming up next hour. He will be here with us, talking with Rob Tong, Bruce Beck here, and Rob started a Facebook page called Love Findlay History. You can be a part of that, asked to request to be a part of that group. And there's things on there that I learn every day, like the Findlay Ice Picks. There are ice companies in Findlay, right?
Yeah, I mean, they used to, down by Riverside Park, there would literally, when the water would be frozen over by the dam, they would literally cut the blocks of ice before they had refrigerators. And you would have an ice chest at home. They would deliver these blocks of ice, and you needed an ice pick just to stab it and break up the ice, I guess you would say. So
put in the freeze, the deep freeze, right?
Yeah, that was a pretty chill job.
Pretty chilling job.
For the ice company.
Another thing, it's a gem on Sandusky Street, the Jones.
Eric is a wonderful person. He loves Findlay history and is wonderful when it comes to architecture and houses, but the Jones Mansion, if you've not had an opportunity to see it, definitely set up a time to go see it. It's a three-story brick mansion. A banker here locally in the 1870 time frame, but truly a beautiful, beautiful house.
I've been in there a couple times, and I had a Christmas party in there once.
Exactly.
Remember when Eric first got it, I saw him mowing the yard out front, and I stopped, and he told me that he got it. I go, oh, my gosh, can I go in? He let me go in and walk through all the rooms and stuff, and it was amazing.
Oh, yeah, he continues to.
And really, a lot of the houses that I post pictures of, I mean, even if, say, they were made in the 1860s or 1870s or 1880 time frame, think about all the different families. Every 5 to 10 years, maybe somebody else lives there. They've moved out. The babies that were born, the people that may have passed away in those houses, or how they passed away. I mean, these are really, really cool things to study. And it's amazing how I talk about something that maybe took place, and then they respond on the Facebook page and say, my ancestor was there, or my ancestor was killed in that event. Thank you for remembering them. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really cool when you do that kind of stuff, and you learn stuff about it, obviously.
And one thing you had posted on Love Findlay History just the other day, my dad worked out at the airport for a marathon, and Mike Murphy, and my dad worked under Mike Murphy. He was a World War II stunt pilot. Aviation, he was the guy. He knew all the stunt pilots in Hollywood. They would come to Findlay, and he'd
have
the mechanics work on his plane, on their planes.
Oh, yeah, just the 6th of this month was D-Day. In World War II. Documented history, one of the largest invasions in the world. And everybody remembers seeing the movies D-Day. The black and white films where all the gliders come flying in. Well, people don't realize Mike Murphy was actually in charge of the entire glider operation. He was the number one glider to land at Normandy. When you see them crashing into the fence rows, his glider did crash. He broke both of his legs. The general that was riding with him was killed. The Germans came in on him, and he thought that he was going to be shot and killed, but there were so many other gliders coming in, they left him there. But he was in charge of the entire glider operations, and he was from Findlay, Ohio. That's impressive.
He helped start the aviation division out there at the airport. So.
Yeah, and I mean, I didn't know him. I've read a lot about him, but I mean, as a three-time stunt world champion pilot, I mean, when you take a biplane with two wings and you mount wheels on the upper wing and land upside down, that's the kind of stuff that he did, documented.
In Findlay. He used to
in
do
Findlay.
That at the airport.
But that's huge history. That's huge history that most people don't know about.
Right. And the photo you have, I believe those the Russian stunt planes that came in, and Mike Murphy had a contact. They flew in on cargo planes, I think, and unloaded and I have a picture of my dad working on those planes.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Years ago, I helped fix up a Link trainer, is what the pilots in World War II trained in. And it was Mike Murphy's Link trainer. And I had donated it to the Historical Museum in here in Findlay. So if you get a chance, it's still down there. You can take a peek at that. So.
Really cool. Very good. Talking with Rob Tong. Love Findlay History. It's a Facebook page you can be a part of and join in. Another thing I was going to post, and you can post things. A lot of people have things they post. And some things I wanted to post is old bowling shirts. My aunt was big into bowling in Findlay, and there's some old Timberlanes, you know, the old bowling shirts. So, I mean,
well, and lots of people collect the vintage clothing. My wife does as well. But, I mean, think about that stuff that's from even the 50s, 60s, 70s. I mean, you're talking 50 years old.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing any of that stuff has survived. But when you see those old baseball shirts and bowling shirts and the advertisements and the companies that were once here, it's sort of cool. So.
Yeah, it is. Some of them are still here.
What was the name of the bowling alley?
Sportsman's?
No.
Recreation
Lanes? No, it was above where the taxi company used to be, where Alexander's is.
I remember. I can't remember the name of
it.
But really, and it's not just Findlay. I mean, the website or the Facebook site concentrates on Hancock County. I'm in the process now to maybe get a memorial put up in Benton Ridge for a World War II bomber that crashed out there and killed five people.
Awesome.
So I'm going to meet with the commissioners on the 20th, and hopefully they'll make this happen.
Very good.
But I mean, there's things like that. There was a World War II bomber pilot that was killed in a plane in Benton Ridge. There's a lot of the stuff that people have forgotten about in the last 70 years. Mm-hmm. And it's something, I mean, what these guys did is amazing, and it should never be forgotten about.
Very good. Rob Tong with us. Love Findlay History on Facebook. Check it out. Bruce Beck with us. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you.
It's good to see you sometimes. So.
I know, and other times, you know.
Rob, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you.
Coming up, Findlay Mayor Christina Murn will join us. First Responder Friday. It's Community Day in Findlay. We're at McDonald's on Tiffin Avenue.
Eight of the flutes and onyx.
Shira's hand-blown glassware blows.